On Tuesday night, a man in a Halloween mask walked into Bethel's VFW bingo hall, grabbed a fistful of money from the cash drawer, and ran out the door. The Bethel PD have yet to make an arrest. KYUK's Teresa Katsourilis has the story.
Before a man in a bloodied Halloween mask walked up to the register, it was a bingo night like any other. Jim Wyckoff was the caller for the evening.
It was a pretty routine night. Everybody gets their cards and then we go through game after game. We were just finishing up the game that leads into the final two big money games. And in fact, we had just identified a winner.
Josie Andrews had just finished working the bingo hall's concession stand, where she sells pretzels and nachos to customers. She was standing near the register, shuffling through sheets for the next game, when a man walked in. Andrews says he was wearing a mask that was made to look like it was bloody. Quote, "The way he was walking towards me, I didn't see any harm, like a gun or a knife," she says. "The way he was looking at me, I thought it was a prank. Next thing I knew, he took the money and ran." The thief had reached into the bingo hall's cash drawer and grabbed a fistful of bills. Most of the people in the hall didn't see the crime happen, but they definitely heard it. Julie Springer was sitting at one of the tables closest to the door, playing a few games.
The only thing that I heard was a guy yelling, "Hey," with great force. And next thing, somebody went out, and then several more people went trailing right after whoever went out. I was afraid. I was scared.
Wyckoff ran after the thief with at least three other men.
And then I see him running down the street going toward the college. I ran after him, and he's younger and faster than I. So all I saw was his form running down the street from the back in the dark, in the shadows.
He says the man gave him the slip when he sprinted past the KUC campus. The Bethel Police Department was called and spent some time last night reviewing the bingo hall's security footage. This wasn't some small-time robbery. According to Wyckoff, the thief managed to grab several neatly bundled stacks of $500 bills from the bingo hall's cash drawer, a total of almost $3,000. Tuesday is the Lions Club's bingo night, and the proceeds from the night's games would have gone to them.
They run the Winter House, and it's pretty sad when they attack a charitable organization like that.
The cash drawer was open, and there wasn't any kind of barrier there that would prevent someone from reaching in and taking something. Wyckoff says that before this happened, the bingo hall didn't think it needed any extra security.
This is the first time this has happened, to my knowledge, in the 20 years I've been doing this. If they were able to do it that easily once, we need to do something to make it a lot harder in the future, because if they've done it once, they'll probably figure out I can do this again.
The hall's managers have already discussed adding additional security measures. Bethel Chief of Police Burke Waldron says that the Bethel PD's investigation is ongoing. I'm Teresa Katsourilis.